I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistan's Sharia court is taking a hard line on blasphemy laws. Life imprisonment is off the table and there's only the death penalty left. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's unlikely to change back. Already, blasphemy accusations have risen fourfold. VOM is teaching believers to know how to share Christ wisely.
We're equipping and training church leaders to minister effectively in that context, to know what rights they have, and to stand boldly, even when persecution comes.
If you want to stand with them, we'll connect you at our website. Next, a recent Pew Research study shows less than a third of U.S. adults are following relief efforts in the Philippines. As attention wanes, so does a great deal of financial support for groups bringing disaster relief. Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says they're seeing something different, though.
Right now, we're in pretty good shape. We have a lot of teams going. We have some good resources to help rebuilding. We're still finding islands and areas that nobody has made it to. It's just unbelievable a month after the event.
Evangelism is an unexpected silver lining to Typhoon Haiyan. Pray more get involved in sending help. And Sat7 Kids is celebrating a milestone. It's now been on the air for 6 years in the Middle East and North Africa. The newest program called With Jesus is a live program that went on the air in October. It features a musical cast and telephone calls from viewers. Many children say they're afraid of the gunfire in Egypt where the show was produced. Sat7 points viewers to Jesus. It costs almost $2,000 to produce the show. Help through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with your gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.